Hi, my name is Heidi Phillips, and you're listening to The Aging Athlete. We'll be discussing topics related to aging well and living an active life. Many times we'll have interviews with medical professionals, athletes, and other experts in the aging journey. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy this episode. Well, hello and welcome back to The Aging Athlete. Today we have with us Daniela Campoy, and she goes by Danny. And I wanted to share a little bit about her story. Her background is she and her husband and her two boys moved here from Brazil about 9-10 years ago. And he works for Intel. And I actually met Danny at our club where we work out at the Village at Acatillo. And so Danny is a wife, a mom, and she is a triathlete. And I would love to ask you, Danny, how did you get into doing triathlons and how long have you been competing?
Yes, it have been now I think 12 years already. And yeah, my husband started doing a triathlon and I was thinking about he was like crazy. And, sorry, I have accent. I am from Brazil. And And then I start like seeing his and their race and his races. And when he told me that he paid a lot of money for a bike, I was, are you crazy? But okay, I went to Brazil to watch his coach in an Ironman race, full Ironman race. And then when he finished, I was, oh my gosh, I want to do this one day. And I fell in love for triathlon, and I start training and training. And after 1 year that I saw his coach, I was doing a full Ironman in Brazil. So it was my first one. And now it's my passion. So I never stopped since there.
So you watched your husband's coach complete an Ironman, and that gave you the bug to start competing.
Yes. Wow. Yes. And then after 15 days, I bought a bike and I started training. And then 1 year I did a sprint, I did an Olympic, I did a half Ironman, and I finished the year with a full Ironman. So,
wow. And that was in 2010. You did a sprint, yes, a half, and a full Ironman. Wow, you jumped right into it. Now, yes, you love doing triathlons and you love the training, I know from our conversations, and you were in the shape of your life. You had done an Ironman in 2017. You had done your fastest time, a little over 12 hours, and within a few months, you were diagnosed with colon cancer. Did you have symptoms before your cancer diagnosis, and how did that impact your training?
Yeah, I never had any symptoms in my life. I always eat super health, and I was training, and I was in good shape, never had anything. And the year that I did my best Ironman was 2017, my best time, and I was feeling so good when I finished the race. It was November, and then 2 months late, I was training in the village and I started feeling some pain in my belly, and I went by myself to the hospital just to check if everything fine, because I need to travel at the end of the day. So I went by myself, and then I never left the hospital because they started doing a lot of tests, and then they find out that I have some constipation, and then they say, oh, you're athlete, always athlete has constipation. They take a while to find out that I had a tumor. And when, like 24 hours after, they came to our room and they said, oh, we need to do a surgery right now. We can wait like 1 minute. So I went to this, because they found out a tumor was blocked my colon. And wow. So, yeah, it was so scary. And then everything was good, the surgery, but was scary when they came and say, you had a cancer stage 3C. And I stayed with the bag, colostomy, for 9 months. It was the worst ever, worse than chemotherapy, especially for us. Like, it's so difficult. But I never gave up. So I still was doing my exercise and training every day. And my husband helped me a lot with motivation. He stayed by my side like 24 hours a day, and my kids too. And yeah, I never give up. I always put my, it was difficult, it was chemotherapy, surgery, colostomy. And 9 months after, I did a surgery to reconnect my colon. Now, thanks God, I don't have more bags. I'm like start having a normal life. And yeah, it was difficult, but the sports helped me a lot because I never like keep me motivated to do races. And I did a half marathon with the bag. I did a triathlon with the bag. I did everything, so I never stopped. And help my recovery too, and to keep, oh, I still can do it.
Right. Well, I just want to expand on some of that. So for listeners, just want to clarify a little bit. So she completed a full Ironman with her best time in the month of November, and 2 months later was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer. And from having pain in her stomach, running on a treadmill and being worried that something was wrong when she was going to be traveling later that day. And it turns out you had this tumor, this golf ball sized tumor, and you had, your symptoms were constipation and this pain that was new for you. But they saw that you had some constipation, and then they realized it was the tumor that was causing a blockage. So, and you did wind up doing chemotherapy, and you have wound up with a colostomy bag, which I just want to clarify for listeners in case they don't know what that is. Because they had taken out the tumor, they had to attach a colostomy bag. They didn't, so that she would be able to go to the bath, use the bathroom that way. So she was actually, through her treatment, she was doing trainings. And I know this from this article in Ocotillo Living magazine, and which I will post a link to in the show notes for people that want to read a little bit more about it. But she would come home from the hospital, and she and her husband had decided that they were going to ride for 40 minutes after chemotherapy. And then the next following day, they would run a 5K, which is 3.1 miles. So she was using her training to help strengthen her body as she was going through chemotherapy. And then if you didn't understand the part about, she actually competed with her colostomy bag, even doing a half marathon in a time of 1 hour and 50 minutes. And I know that from reading your article, but tell us a little bit about that experience. And you even did a sprint triathlon swimming with a colostomy bag. I mean, I cannot even imagine. I have another friend that has severe Crohn's and has had to deal with on and off with colostomy bags because of that. But I've never heard of anybody competing with one. I just think that is amazing.
Yeah. It's not easy, but especially the first 2 months, I had some nurse come here and teach me everything about this and how to take care, how like use and change and do everything. And after like 3 months, I'm going to say 3 months, I start like having me learn about my body. And I know exactly the time that I need like to be careful, or our body can more like on the time. How can I explain that? I start learning how to, I know, oh, the morning I have my bag like empty and I can do my exercise. So we're still learning our body. And then when I compete, the doctor told me how to, we have a special bag to swim. So I bought this, and then we can swim with this special bag. And on the running, the half marathon and 7.2 Ironman relay, I did a part of the running. It was a half marathon. And I was feeling good. It was 1 week after my chemotherapy. And I just learned about my body. It's not easy, but after like 3 months, we start like learning and understand how my body is like start working different, but I learn, and then I get useful to do my normal things.
Wow. I just think it's so remarkable that you didn't want to stop training. You used that to help you both mentally and physically.
And one thing my doctor told me, I asked, oh, can I do exercise during chemotherapy? And he told me, if I can do like the day of the chemo and 2 days after chemo, it's going to help you a lot, because start like doing your and growing your red blood cells. And it's so good if you can do it. So, and I, okay, I'm going to do. And I, my husband always pushed me. And when I finished my chemotherapy, we did together, I and my husband, we did together, a full distance Ironman, was like full marathon and I don't know in miles, but it's 108 kilometers bike and 3.9 swim. We did a part of, are running too, so.
Right.
Yeah.
So because of the exercise you were doing during your treatment, you wound up completing the distance of a full Ironman race, which is, yes. I'll go ahead and say this, how we say it, is a 2.4 mile swim. Is that right?
Yes.
2.4 miles.
Yes.
120 miles. 112 miles bike ride. And a 26.2 mile run. It's been a while since I did one.
I have been here 10 years already, but for me it's still difficult, miles and kilometers.
Right. And we learn from using miles and not kilometers, so I can see why. Because for me, it's hard to go the other way. I just know a 10K is 6.2 miles, a half marathon is 13.1, and a full marathon is 26.2. Yeah. So I just, anyway, but yeah, so with the training you did during your treatments, you wound up completing the distance of a full Ironman, which that's just incredible. And for you being able to do that, and you had a whole community around you. I know your husband's super supportive and your boys, who are now almost 18 and 20. I know they were right there with you, and you had not just a community with your family and with where you work out and the people that you know, that are in your triathlon community, but you had people across the country with this hashtag that your husband came up with, this Danny Strong, hashtag Danny Strong. And you had this whole community around you that would send you messages that they were rooting for you and they would be racing in your honor and competing and training with you in mind and just trying to keep you strong. I think that is super cool that you had this whole community across the country of people you didn't even know. And how did that, they started sending you messages? Was it through social media or how did you learn about that?
Yeah, it was so helpful because I never imagined I can like help people and help another patients too. That's like having been, have the same thing that I was having. And I started getting messages of people that I never didn't know, and then I was so surprised. And Village, our club, helped a lot too. And when I was in the hospital, they like take care of the 11 days of my kids with food, and my friends, my family, and everyone like started like running and send me a message, Danny, today I'm running for you. I did a 5K, I did a 10K, I'm gonna do a half Ironman and your for you. And then they start sending me pictures, and then Village did some race. Oh, today we're gonna have run 5K for Danny Strong. And so people try to hit me and ask me questions about my about cancer and then how can I help them. And what for me was, oh my gosh, I can help another people too. And this is keeping me like motivated to keep it going and never give up.
Yeah. I think that's so inspiring. And I'm sure you've helped a lot of people, and just your story, I think, is enough to get people to rally and want to support you. And I didn't know you very well before you were diagnosed and went through all this. And I'm just going to backtrack a little bit and just share with everyone that you don't have any colon cancer in your family. You lead a healthy lifestyle. You had no reason to expect. I know when you're not 50 yet. I'm well over 50. we're supposed to get a colonoscopy. I know I was supposed to get one at age 50. I still haven't had one. My family is after me to do that. So obviously we want to encourage people. You weren't of that age yet. Clearly, I think you were 45. No, you were
45. Yeah.
When you were diagnosed. And then, so 3 years later, earlier this year, they found some metastasis in your liver and one in your colon. So you had three small tumors in your liver and one in your colon that you had surgery for.
Yes.
Several months ago. I don't know how many months ago, because we haven't been seeing you at the club because it was closed down.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't even know. I didn't realize that you had sent me that, and I didn't realize it until I saw your posts on Facebook. So tell us a little bit about how that surgery was that much easier than the previous surgery, and you didn't have to have a colostomy bag, right?
No. Yeah. I don't have any history in my family. Never heard anything about that. So that's why. But now I ask you, if you listen to me, please do your scan as soon as possible, because colon cancer is get young people. So I was, discovered that I have cancer, I was 42, and then 41. So yeah, do your scan as soon as possible, because we never know. And I was doing my checkups, because to say that I cancer free, you need to stay 5 years without any cancer, any problem. So I was in a mark of 3 years doing my checkups, normal checkups. And then my doctor found some high levels on my blood test. And then we decided to do PET scan. When I did a PET scan, they found out that very small tumors on my liver, because colon cancer, normally the metastasis is on the liver and the lungs. So my lungs are fine. But my liver had three small, very, very, very small tumors. And I had one in my lymph node on my belly, close to the colon. And then, I did a surgery 3 months ago. They removed a piece of my liver and with all the tumors. And they removed one lymph node on my belly with the tumor too. So, but before that, I did 6 rounds of chemotherapy too. It was the worst chemotherapy ever, because they like so surprised that I got a metastasis and I'm young. My doc said, no, it's impossible. They are like so sad when they came to give me the news. They are almost crying. Like, Mayo Clinic is amazing. My docs are amazing. I can't complain. And so I did a 6 round of chemotherapy. They put a lot of more drugs. I went to Mayo Clinic 8 a.m. and stayed there until 5 p.m. doing chemotherapy. And and went home with a pump for 2 days, still doing chemotherapy. And then 14 days without nothing, and start everything again. Wow. So, but this chemotherapy was a lot of drugs, and I have a lot of nausea, and it was difficult, but I still doing like less exercise, but I try to be happy and I'm alive, and like just keep it going, see my friends. My friends helped me a lot, and surgery was good. They are able to remove everything. They test, and all the tumors came negative, so I'm happy. And now I'm just waiting to do another test in October, another PET scan, to see if everything's fine, and I start doing my remission for the next 5 years again.
Wow.
Yeah.
So everything is good now. You've had your chemo, you've had your surgery, you have another checkup in October. I know you were planning to race this year, but those races have been postponed so hopefully you'll be healthy and compete next year. I know you're still working out almost every day, and we were talking before I started this recording, and you're back at the club, so I can't wait to see you there again and give you a hug. if you're not social distancing from me. But I can't wait to see you. I think this is such an amazing story, and we will be thinking about you, praying for you, and that you, you know, stay cancer free. This is a big thing. I really wanted to put this story out there so people can see that you can have a healthy lifestyle, but you need to be doing your checkups. You need to know your body, and you need to, you know, seek help, obviously, if you think something's wrong. And because we never know, but you are just such an inspiring story, and the way that you were able to, you know, go through your chemo, you're still exercising regularly. It doesn't matter that you don't do as much as you were doing. You don't need to exercise that much for health. So that is, so what do you want to share with everyone as far
as? I just want to say, enjoy life. Every second, enjoy your family every second, because we learn a lot. I think God just gave us a lesson. I don't know. I need to pass for this for some reason that I don't know why, but maybe to help other people or to get more engaged with our family. We learn a lot, and we stay so close, help each other all the time. We enjoy every dinner together, every lunch together, and this is start everything again, especially with the COVID situation right now. It was so difficult too, because when this start, we didn't know about a lot. We still don't know a lot, but when I heard the news and they said, COVID is hitting everyone, and it's dangerous, and in my mind I was thinking, oh my gosh, I have a cancer, I'm gonna die, because I'm like group of risk. But I passed everything, and the surgery that I had, I need to stay by myself in the hospital because my husband couldn't stay with me because all the COVID situation.
Right.
But we passed for this strong. We are always together. And my kids, my husband, my family, my friends always help me a lot. I can't complain. And the message that I want to give you all that heard me, never give up. And do your tests as soon as possible. Don't wait. Enjoy your family, enjoy your life every second. And yeah, that's it.
I love what you wrote. You wrote this to me in an email when I was asking you about doing this interview. You said, when I asked you what you wanted to tell other women and athletes about what you've learned, you said, I learned a lot with this, but the most important thing is to enjoy every second of your life and your family, and don't waste time whining. Go out and do something that gives you pleasure. And for me, I found it working out. I think I love that. So I wanted to read that. So do you have any specific advice for people who are going through cancer treatments or who are diagnosed with cancer also?
Yeah, it's difficult. It's not easy. And I have a neighbor close to my street here. She has a cancer, and we talk a lot and we try to help each other. Try to keep your mind happy and do something that you like. To don't be on the sofa crying or, oh, why it's me. Don't do that. Try to be close to your loves, to your family if it's possible, and try to do something that give you pleasure. And don't stay complaining, just be happy and try to enjoy and be strong, because it's not easy. But if you like be sad, it's gonna be more difficult. Don't be sad.
I love that.
Yeah,
gotta have hope, and you need to find something that you enjoy. So, what would you say about working out? People who want to start working out, who maybe aren't working out as much as they want to be, or who maybe don't feel as well as they want to feel, and that's why they don't work out. Do you have anything you want to say to encourage them to keep
exercising? Exercise is so good, especially for the mind. You know, some people think, oh, it's good for just the body. No, it's good for the mind. When you start doing, and start slow. If you like, can run 5K, do whatever you can, slow, don't think this you need to be fast. Just do something. Just walk around your neighborhood, and you're gonna see your mind is gonna be so peaceful when we finish. It's right. So good for you.
It is good mentally.
Mind, yeah. I don't know. It's yes, it help a lot. Trust me. Do something.
I know how much exercise yeah. helps me mentally. I'm gonna share one more thing that you had shared with me. You said working out can help in many ways, just go one step at a time. And you said your mind will always believe everything you tell it. Feed it with hope, feed it with truth, feed it with love. And I wanted to end on that note. That was just beautifully said. And thank you so much for sharing with us, Dani. And I will post in the show notes if people want to follow you on Facebook. I will also post the article that was recently published in Akatia Living Magazine. And we just wish you the best and good luck with everything you want to do. And looking forward to seeing what you do next year and not having to deal with quarantine and all of that. But so glad that you're feeling better and that you have gotten the cancers out of your body now. Thank you again for sharing your story with us. This is great.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. If you listen to me, have any questions, she's going to share my email. You can talk with me by Facebook, by Instagram, or by email, whatever you need. I'm here. I can help you. Just any questions. Thank you so much and enjoy life.
Thank you, Dani. I will post your email if that's okay too. And your Instagram. I don't know if I'm following you on Instagram, but I'll find you. Thanks again so much.
Thanks
for tuning into this episode. If you enjoyed it, I hope you share it and click the subscribe button so you don't miss future episodes. See you on the next one.